This is Dr. Dave dictating a progress report on Christopher Bruce and also consultation, follow-up consultation. Patient is referred by Dr. Courtney Barton. New paragraph, dear Dr. Barton, thank you for your continued support. Mr. Bruce is 62-year-old male who comes here for follow-up today. He was diagnosed to have multiple myeloma in September, about 2.5 months ago, when patient presented with anemia and lytic bone lesions. His IgG then was 7,800. Patient was started on Revlimid, dexamethasone, and Velcade. After 2 weeks, however, patient developed pulmonary infection and COVID. He was hospitalized for several weeks, then was sent to rehab. After that, he came again one time, and then he developed a pulmonary embolism at home, requiring hospitalization. The patient subsequently also was in rehab for a few weeks. So after initial 2-3 weeks, he has missed his treatment for multiple myeloma. He comes here today with his daughter. His past medical history includes COPD, diabetes, and hypertension. Currently, he is on metformin 500 BID, Eliquis 5 mg BID, Carvedilol 12.5 BID, Lisinopril 40 daily, and Torsemide 40 mg daily, Norco 5x325 QPRN, and also is on Pulmocort PUPS once daily. Physical exam, he is 62. Date of birth 1/1/1960. His weight is 186, height 5 feet 5 inch, blood pressure 140 over 76, ICNT unremarkable except foot paler, lymph nodes negative in the neck, chest symmetrical, lungs diminished air entry bilaterally and wheezing, heart regular, abdomen obese, extremities minimal edema. New paragraph. Diagnosis, diagnosis 1, multiple myeloma, IgG type, on chemotherapy with VRD, diagnosis 2, COPD, and significant respiratory distress on ongoing basis, diagnosis 3, diabetes mellitus, reasonably well controlled. New paragraph recommendations, will go ahead and restart his treatment. Velcade 2.8 milligrams sub-Q every week. Revlimid 25 milligrams day 1 through day 21. And dexamethasone 20 milligrams every Sunday. Repeating cycle every 4 to 6 weeks. Today, we also will go ahead and give him Velcade in the office as well as Retacrit, 40,000 unit sub-Q, since he has significant anemia. Last hemoglobin was around 7. New paragraph. Thank you. This is a progress report follow-up consultation on Bruce Christopher. Copy of this may be sent to Dr. Barton, one copy for our office. Thank you.